Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen.
When you come in an environment like this, what happens is that you are implicated. Irrespective of who you are. Sometimes what God does for men is that He configures circumstances of life, bring them to where you encounter them. Some and most of the time you are not even aware that God is the one that is working. For example, look at somebody like Saul. The Bible says that he went looking for his father's house. That's the job. Meanwhile, God had a bigger agenda for his life. So when he stepped out, way he encountered the prophet Samuel. There is something I want to tell you as you continue. There is something that happens to your destiny when you encounter the prophet. When you encounter the prophet, that's when you begin to actually live your ordinations. That man has been living all his life thinking he is the best son of his father. He's managing his father's business. Meanwhile, he doesn't know that his ordination is to be the first king of Israel. Until he what? Encountered the prophet. When he encountered the prophet, something happened to him. Samuel was speaking to me, said, when you are on the way, you will meet a company. Say a company. I'm not hearing you. Say a company. Something happens to a man that encounters the right thing. Saul doesn't have any business with the prophetic. It's not a prophet, it's not anything. What happened to him? He encountered a company. A company of prophets. The scripture says, when you encounter them, what will happen to you is what? The spirit of the Lord. We what? What will happen? Let me hear you. The spirit of the Lord will what? Now, let me tell you. First thing that you must know about the prophetic is the Holy Spirit. If you don't know the Holy Spirit, there is nothing you know about the prophetic. He is, in fact, in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God comes upon people to prophesy. And when he leaves, they will stop prophesying. Are you with me now? But in the New Testament, as I used to say, the doctrine of the New Testament is doctrine of access, and that access is by the Holy Spirit. I believe. So what God does by He can come to this family and choose one person. That thing has been elevated to a better operation. The Bible is saying that we have a better covenant with better promises. Do you know why? Every single person that is a participant of this family now have access to the Holy Ghost. So when you have access to the Spirit of God, that is the reality of the prophet. The Holy Ghost is the reality of the prophet. So any man that doesn't know the Holy Spirit, there is nothing we can do for you. The prophetic is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It is on this account that unless the Spirit of God comes in or comes upon a man, there is nothing we can talk about the prophetic that means anything. So that is why when we come here, we push you into that river. Are you not getting the point? When we push you into that river, the Bible talking about the old prophets, it says that before they prophesy, what will happen to them? The hand of the Lord. We what? So if the hand of, what's the hand of the Lord? When the hand of the Lord comes upon you, you will now be empowered to prophesy. So Saul didn't have any business with the prophetic. So this is, there are many ways to encounter the prophet. The easiest way is for you to be brought into a company. And those people are already prophets. There is a school that Samuel started. He is the one that pioneered that order. The school of the prophets. For the first time, men are taught things that is prophetic. Before then, the prophetic is just merely a calling. But from the day of Samuel, an order was pioneered. The intention of that order is to teach men how to be prophets. It is from that day that we knew that the prophetic can be taught. We thought it's just a sovereign act of God. We didn't know that any man that comes into the economy of the Holy Ghost can become a prophet by the reason of the hand of God that came upon his life. That is why our intent is to bring you to a point where you will participate in what God is doing in the company. From then, the hand of God will come upon you. When the hand of God comes upon a man, then he can prophesy. When the hand of God comes upon a man, he can prophesy. See, Saul was a normal man. And then he was on his way. As he was on his way, according to the word of the Lord from God's servant, he met the people. And as soon as he met the people, the Bible says that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And once the hand of the Lord comes upon you, it doesn't matter whether you are weak. It doesn't matter whether you are small. It doesn't matter whether you are male or female. It doesn't matter whether you are old or young. Once the hand of God comes upon you, you become another man. That was the testimony of Saul. He said that the Spirit of the Lord God will come upon you. And what will happen? You will be changed into another man. We need certain kinds of men that can contend with the things that is in the territory. Contend with things that is in the family. Establish the frontiers of the kingdom. These men cannot do the assignment. Remember, are you with me? There is a throne that is waiting for that man's soul. But that throne will become simply a desire. It will become simply something that will continue to be a story. Until what? The hand of God comes upon him. It was when the hand of God comes upon him, a new order was initiated. At the end, we found that man on a throne. And that throne now legislates, rules the whole territory. Why? Because principally, fundamentally, the man was introduced into the prophetic. If you become a prophet long enough, you will end up on the throne. In fact, the order that God has enacted is the prophetic that puts men on the throne. In fact, it's the prophetic that decides whether the king is ruling well or not. That is why the best of kings that we ever had in the scripture, the best among them, they are prophets. Take David for an example. David is one of the greatest prophets that ever walked this earth. In fact, some people will say, the Lord told me to say. David does not say, the Lord told me to say. He will come and say, the Lord said unto what? My Lord. Sit down. That means that man was caught up to the heaven. And he was participant of throne room experience. Some of you will be caught up to heaven in the name of Jesus. and you will participate in throne room experiences. Court sessions in heaven. Do you know there are court sessions in heaven? Have you been there? It's because you don't know the prophetic well. You'll be caught up with the heavens. There's one day I was waiting on the Lord. After the first day, I have not experienced it like this before. After the first day, what happened is that I was summoned to the heavens. And it was a court session. And when I was there, there were many petitions that were written. We are answering on behalf of myself and on behalf of many things. See, let me approve anything for any man. When you see a man functioning in a throne, functioning with certain level of authority, there is a debate over your life whether you are qualified to climb to that post. You don't know. You think men are just giving thrones. It is not possible. Even your Savior Jesus, even when they knew that he has died and he has gotten everything that he takes, the Bible said when he came up to heaven, the Father brought the requirement to sit on the throne and kept it. And said, whoever is worthy to open this can open it and ascend the throne. That was when people brought their credentials. Are you with me now? So they brought their credentials. They met it. You need to know why Jesus is the high priest. I'm not sure we might be able to get there. Jesus is the high priest after the order of Melchizedek. He is the only one that is the sacrifice and also the person offering the sacrifice at the same time. The implication of that is that even when Jesus died, he carried his blood. Are you with me now? The scripture was teaching us this in the book of Hebrews. He said that the man died and then took his own blood. Somebody should have taken his blood. He took his own blood and entered into the heavenly holy of holies. It was there that the water of his sacrifice was measured in the heavenly scales. There are scales of judgment in the heavens. And they decided that this blood that he shed was worthy. Are you with me now? It was on that account that the man said, Joel fell on the ground and was do anything. And he said, weep not for the Lamb. For the Lamb. He is worthy. Why is he worthy? Because he has shed his blood. And when they measured the power, the effectiveness in the blood, they found out that it satisfied the justice of God. It what? Satisfied the justice of God. This is what David was seeing. Meanwhile, he's a king. Are you with me now? You need to know why David is a man after God's heart. There are many reasons. One of them is that he's a prophet. Do you know why? Samuel taught him. Samuel schooled him in this same school. He went through this same school. What happened is that when he graduated from that school, he knew that a man can only reign on his throne effectively when he understands priesthood and understands the prophetic. So when he sat on the throne, he is not sitting as a king. He's sitting as a priest and as a prophet. So at certain times you begin to talk, you will wonder whether it's a king that is talking like this. People like Saul will appear and say, just protect me before the people. Protect me so that you will cover my shame. David will come. He will say, it is better that I suffer affliction in your hand than in the hand of Satan. This is a man that understands how things function in heaven. That when you come to heaven, that there are things that matter to God more than the things that men see. Man is interested in reputation. God is interested in his name. And any man that can defend his glory, can defend his name, you will always have entrance. You will always have audience before God. And such man like David, we say, it is better I stay in the house of the Lord for just 1 minute than all the time I've spent in the world. It is better I'm a gatekeeper in the house of the Lord than I'm anything outside of it. He said, oh God, thou art my God. And early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land. Where no water is. For what is it? He said, that I might see your glory as I've seen it
can a man be talking like a king is talking like it? Where did he learn this vocabulary? He must have had an encounter robust enough to change his mentality, to know that men rule because of their priesthood. Men rule because they are grounded in the prophetic. They understand the order of the heavenlies, and their intention is to establish it. So anytime David steps out, he will tell you, you know how he won Goliath. He makes sure that the warfare is not between him and Goliath, that the warfare is between Goliath and God. And then God steps on the scene. Let me tell you, you don't know the prophetic. If you know the prophetic, you will understand that some of the warfare you have been fighting, you are the one that is seeing. They have not seen God yet. The day God arises, according to what David also taught his son, when he finished building the ark, he said that the Lord desired to live in the dark places, but we have built him a house. He said, arise and the ark of thy might. Arise unto thy resting place. This is a man that understands that the principal thing is the glory of God, is the presence of God. Where did he learn it? These are the things you learn in the prophetic school. That is where you understand what to prioritize. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, any man that comes into that complete, even if you don't know anything, the first thing that will happen to you is that whether you like it or not, the Spirit of God will come upon you. You see what has been happening here since yesterday, this morning? Are you with me? Some of you, what you have experienced here, you have never experienced it on your personal altar. And God knew that it will take you a lot of time. And because of that, your destiny will continue to be delayed until that prophetic nature in you has been activated. So what it does is to bring you into a company where that quota of grace, where that quota of energy will be imparted on you. And then as the Spirit comes on you, you'll be carried. You will see what will happen, because when you prophesy in this atmosphere, you will notice that you will have results. When you prophesy outside of this atmosphere, you will notice you are struggling. What makes the word of a man powerful? You need to understand the mystery of the prophetic. Do you know the man Samuel? I need to tell you about Samuel, because this thing we are doing, it was Samuel that started it. That men can be taught to be prophets. It was Moses that saw it, but it was Samuel that started it. Moses said, I wish that all of the lost people are prophets. Lost people are prophets. Do you know why? I have found that part of the things that delays, part of the things that hinders the advancement of the body of Christ, is that many people that are in the body never understand the prophetic. I will say it again. I'm not saying word of knowledge. Word of knowledge is part of the equipment of the prophetic. It never makes you a prophet. It is simply an equipment there, but it never makes you a prophet. So you can tell me I'm wearing white singlet by word of knowledge. You can know it. Meanwhile, you yourself, you don't know anything about the prophetic. Because the prophetic is what God has installed to transfer things from the realm of the spirit and install it in the physical. In other words, the Bible says that the Lord himself will not do anything except he shows it to the servants, the prophets. Now, this is what I'm trying to tell you. There are many things that will never happen until the prophetic precedes it. When the prophetic precedes what God is trying to do, then we are sure that God will come. The forerunner of every move of God is the prophetic. I hope you know that John is not a Baptist. John is who? So meanwhile, Jesus is coming. Before Jesus will come, a prophet was sent ahead of him. So we need to understand that men that know the move of God, men that will participate in the move of God, Men that will be strong in the move of God are men that understand the prophetic. There will never be any move of God except men are thrown into the prophetic. And very soon you will begin to understand the dynamics of the prophetic. One of them is that you must know how the hand of God comes upon a man. Do you know how to get yourself anointed? So you will be taught in this conference. How to what? Get yourself. And it's not. Let me tell you. To get the hand of the Lord upon you is not a guesswork. There are certain things that you will do, and the hand of God will come. And until that prophetic comes, we begin to lack in the quota that we are supposed to supply in the body of Christ.
When you are here,
just lift your right hand. The next 1 minute.
When you are here,
open the eyes of your spirit and see. One of the things you must learn in the prophetic is how to make use of the eyes of your heart. You must know how to see.
When you are here,
in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible says in verse 1. Are you there? Acts chapter 1. Sorry. Let's start from verse 1. Acts chapter 1. Let's start from verse 1. Have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach? Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. If you are with me, say amen. Let the amen be louder. If you are with me, say amen. The Bible says, of all Jesus began to do and to teach. The things of the kingdom is deliberate. And until men submit themselves to that deliberate teaching, there is no end in view of them becoming what God intends for their life. Jesus needed to come and bring another installment of teaching. Are you with me now? Because the one that they had before was not enough to bring them to a point where they understand and function in God's emphasis per time. I don't want to go there. If I ask you now, what does God want to do in your own territory now? You don't know. You don't know because you have not been taught well in the school of the Spirit. This is the reason why believers are doing many things, not yet what God wants to be done. For example, now, let me give you an example. If God comes to you now and says, I want my hand to come on this territory, can you partner me? Do you know what some people will interpret that into mean? They will interpret it to mean, go and organize a program. That's what you interpret it as. I want you to partner me. How does he mean organize a program? It means that God is seeking for a man. You can organize program and thousands of people will be there. God cannot find 10 people there. Sorry. That people gathered and there are many doesn't mean God is actually there and God's people are there. This is why the body of Christ in Nigeria have suffered for some time. Do you know one of the reasons? One of the reasons is that you can come and see many believers, but very few of them is in alignment. Very few of them carry God's emphasis per time. The burden of God is not on their heart. They have not reached the place in God where burden lives. When they reach there, you begin to live according to what you have seen. When you come down to that place, you have no idea of your own. Your idea dies in that place. By the time you are coming down, the only thing you desire to become is what you have seen in that place. When Jesus entered that place, in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Bible said, he said, not my will, but thy will. This is a man that has died to his ambitions. His intention is not to do ministry. Remember, he has been healing the sick and raising the dead. But the time came when God is trying to tell him that ministry now, according to heaven's emphasis, if you will desire to partner me, the only way to do it is for what? For you to die. So most of the time, when God says partner me, you need to understand with the eye of the prophetic what God is saying. Some of the time, he's saying what? Not organized program. You see, Jesus could have continued doing ministry, continue healing the sick, continue doing many things, but at that time there is another demand. You need to understand that this is why Jesus has to come back after he has risen from the dead. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Now Jesus has risen from the dead. But he noticed that his apostles, the people that he left, they have not been grounded in the body. They don't know the emphasis of heaven. They are bereft of the emphasis that God is making. Even if the power comes from them, they will use it for another purpose. Are you with me now? You know why I'm saying this thing? Some will be mantled. Spiritual, not a mental. Spiritual, if you know what will happen to you, it's already happening to you. Now, if you are not grounded on the purpose for which God is doing what he's doing, are you with me now? You will take that thing and begin to use it to accomplish and promote the kingdom of darkness. It is on that wise that before men are allowed to enter into the realms of manifestation, they must be taught first of all the things pertaining to the kingdom. The Bible says that Jesus came and he said, the book of Acts said that the former three times, that means the first three times was not enough. The first teaching was just the foundation. A time came when it's time for him to send them forth. So he needs to bring another emphasis to them so that they will understand the faith. This thing you are present. Why are you present? If you see what you are looking for, will you know? You won't know. You know why you won't know? Some of you already have what you are looking for. And because, are you with me now? You don't know. And because you don't know, you are still waiting for another thing. So Jesus needs to come and teach them again. The Bible says in chapter, in verse 3, he said that, and he began to teach them things what? Pertaining to the kingdom. Remember that there is a target. The target is the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. He said that you will receive after that the Holy Ghost is what? Come upon you and you will become witnesses of me. But before you become witnesses, before you receive the power, something has to happen first. And that thing is so important that Jesus has to take a leave from heaven. This is after he has accomplished all the price that it takes for man to be redeemed. And then he came back and he needed to ground them on what it takes to take over. If men are not grounded, we have seen men anointed before. We have seen men that have raised the dead, countless of them. After some time, Satan hijacked that move. This is because these men were not taught about the things pertaining to the kingdom. And then they took the things of God and used it to promote Satan. God made them billionaires and they became stumbling blocks to the kingdom. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The very anointing that landed upon your life is the reason why you left God. The people has made the church look very bad and painted it all sort of wrong shape. The reason is because they were not educated and grounded on things pertaining to the kingdom. So before men are brought into seasons of manifestation, there is a need for them to be grounded on things what pertaining to the kingdom. Except a man is grounded in this matter, you are not qualified for power. Power is for men who are grounded in the things of the kingdom. So when the power of God came, as soon as that power came in the book of Acts chapter 2, Peter rose and sat and said, that same Jesus, he is the Lord and Christ. Let me freely talk to you of things pertaining to this man. He is the man that God has raised for himself so that he will become a savior for the people. When did he know these things? I want to know when he knew these things. I want to know where he knew it. Because this is as soon as the Holy Ghost fell, they began to say that these men are drunk with new wine. The man began to explain to them. When did he learn that explanation? It is what you are taught that you can teach others. That means somebody taught them, and they knew the very essence of the outpouring on the day of Pentecost. The outpouring is not without a reference point. Anytime the Spirit of God is poured upon a generation, there is an agenda in the heart of God to accomplish. And then men need to be educated in that agenda, so that when God begins to work, we will not be delayed, we will not be distracted, we will not find ourselves using what God has poured upon us to begin to do another thing. Imagine if Peter came to that Elymas when he said, sell anointing to me, and they sold the anointing to him. My brother, that's what they are doing in the body of Christ now. Do you know why? They are not educated on the things pertaining to the kingdom. You have not. Are you with me? You don't even know the gravity of this matter. Jesus had a throne. Do you know that throne? That throne is supposed to control everything in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. From thenceforward, God will not do anything again, except through that office. That man left it. He left the coronation service and decided that lecture is more important. Say lecture. So you need to understand what God emphasizes. That is why you need to be educated first before something begins to come upon your life. Outside of that context, then you don't know the pattern. There is a procedure, there is a protocol of the things of the Spirit. Jesus needs to educate this man first, so that when the Holy Ghost fell, Peter, they knew why the Holy Ghost fell. They began to act it already. You, the Holy Ghost will come on you. Sometimes you just sing in tongues, enjoy yourself, and go and sleep. You say you are feeling good pimples on your body. My friend, you don't know why the Holy Ghost came. You are a man that is not educated on things pertaining to the kingdom. There is a way the Spirit of God comes on you like this. You will know that there is a judgment to legislate in the territory. A man that understands the prophetic will arise in the night and say there is a reason for this anointing. This anointing is to deconstruct matters and bring things to bearing. The number one thing that the prophetic does is to create things. Are you with me? The prophetic is not first of all for revelation. The prophetic is first of all what? To create. So when things are not in a place, the prophetic comes in for men to be able to create that thing that is not in that place. When the prophetic begins to function, you don't have any business having some things. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, what happens is that somebody that is an ordinary man like Peter, will come and say, silver and gold we don't have, such as we have. What do you have? Touch your neighbor, say, what do you have? You will have something this weekend. It is not a high thing to raise the dead. You need to understand why power comes. You need to understand why God is doing what he's doing. I tell you the truth, there are not many people that know why God is doing what he's doing. Do you even know why God is pouring out the Spirit of prayer? You are just enjoying prayer. Is it not true? But you don't know why prayer has been brought on you like this. I see some of you enjoying prayer. I think many of you need to be caught up to heaven. And then you see the burden of God. When you see it, you will now bring to context what God is doing. That day you will be 10 times more powerful than you are. What did I say? 10 times more powerful. A man that understands the context of God's equipment and enablement is a man that is 10 times stronger. Any strike is on the man. Any strike is on the man. He doesn't have time to waste. See, me, I have not the capacity to be creative. I will not say today, let's, it seems as if the people here, it seems as if they can't pray for 2 hours. Let's leave prayer. My friend, we'll throw you into 10 hours prayer. Do you know why? God is emphasizing on prayer now. I have lost the capacity to be creative. Do you even know why God is emphasizing on prayer? The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 13, he said that at the city of Antioch, there were certain teachers, prophets, and they gathered in a certain place, and they began to pray and fast and what? Minister unto the Lord. And then after some time, the Bible said, separate unto me Paul and what? Barnabas, for the assignment I have given to them. Is it not on the workers' starry night we are praying? And one of the things God showed us is that there were envelopes and God is giving almost everybody assignments. Now, the problem is that that thing is not enough. When they said, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas, now the Bible says that after they have prayed and fasted, then now what? Send them forth. That means that we know the people that God is going to use. Most of them are here. The problem is that there is a grace that it takes to send men. That grace can only be generated in the place of prayer. So that means that there is a quota of prayer that if it is not made, certain men will never be sent into the labor field. The Bible says that the harvest is many, but the laborers are what? Few. He did not say go, he said pray. Pray to the Lord of harvest so that he will send laborers. Laborers don't go, they are sent. Haven't you noticed? There are many people around your territory that is going, nobody sent them. Just go and check your campus, check it well. And that's why after you have done some business, you pray, and they will strike you in the night. Yes, now that's what happened to you. You are not your. Some people, if you are not sent, if you do a business that you are not sent, there is no covering for you. The voice of God that allows you to participate at a certain realm and level and dimension in the spirit is your preservation. When the man appeared in the book of Psalm chapter 24, he said, lift up your heads, O you what? And be lifted up, you everlasting God. They didn't allow him. They said, who is what? So you will be asked a question. If you have not known that men are asked questions of authority, when you begin to navigate in the spirit, you are a novice. When you begin to mature in the things of God and begin to do real business, you know why these things are strange to you? You have not done any real business. When you do real business, you'll be asked questions of authority. When you begin to pray for your family and he sees that everybody will be born again, and then you stand and say, watch out, to establish the counsels of God. One of the things you will notice is that they will ask you questions of authority. Who installed you as a king over us? That was the question that Joseph was asked. He came and killed one and wanted to save her. He said, who made you king over us? That's the question some of you are asking your families, because they have not recognized your authority. There is no voice of God that is backing your engagement. Your adventure in the spirit is an adventure of ambition. There is nothing to power that thing. In the realm of the spirit, the first question you are asked before you begin to participate and legislate is the question of authority. Who sent you? By whose authority are you doing what you are doing? Even Jesus was asked that question. You will be asked that question. It is on this wise that men will begin to understand that there is a voice of God that sends them to begin to do what they are doing. It is in that voice that you are preserved, so that the agenda and the things that you are doing is not useful until you understand where to secure that voice. That is one of the core aspects of the prophetic, how to secure the voice of God, because that is where your preservation is. You will be ruggedly aligned to what God is trying to do, never allowing yourself to shift one quarter. The Bible says that we will not turn to the left or turn to the right. will follow that path. You will not be moved. It is on that way. Even if Satan comes down from heaven and says, I will kill you, we can't kill you. It's not easy to kill somebody. The man that is in alignment, the man that is in the place where God has ordained for him, is a man that cannot die. He is clothed. Men that are clothed are men that cannot die. I was praying yesterday night, and then God showed me, he told me, do you know how many, me, I didn't know. He said, do you know how many places they have, this my small meal, me, I don't know what I did. And I've not started training for ministry. I know people like Clement, you are now a big man of God. You have started your ministry. Glory to God. We are still doing training to start. I know you have started. I see you being man. I know you have started. There is a place God took me to, and I became humble about my pursuit of God. I knew that the things that people congratulate you for, when you get to heaven, they will be bothered that you settled for nothing. They will be bothered as much as, look at what God has made available, and these people are clapping for nothing. Probably you laid hands on somebody and he fell. You prayed. There is a guy that prayed and somebody came back from the dead. That is the only thing God ever did through him. Because all the time when he goes for outreach, he mans the state. And he says, God, when I came in that place, I cried to God. And the person came back to life. I tell you today, things that is dead in your life will come back to life. Somebody shout hallelujah. My God. That thing he did is in the archive. Where it is, there is dust on it. It is no more useful to emphasize the present workings of God. It was Archbishop Benson Idahosa that said, the only way we know that God did it yesterday is that he will do it today. That's the only way we know. See, let me tell you, something will happen to you. Something will happen to you. But you need to be educated first on the reason why God is trying to do what he's trying to do, so that when it comes, you can apply it. Some of you don't know, maybe because of your level, you don't understand what I'm saying. One of my friends said that. He said, he wants to go and minister at Enugu. I told him, you are permitted. He said, pray for me. I prayed for him. He went and all kinds of things happened. He was, if you see word of knowledge, forensic. He was speaking people's name, speaking family, speaking. What's your name? Dennis. I'm seeing Ikemichika. I'm seeing Solomon. I with you. He was speaking the forensic. When he finished like this, if you see church that doesn't give offering, they gave offering. Anyway, I will see yet. We might get to teach you that one. One of the ways to know that the prophetic is very strong in a place is finance. Let me tell you, there is nothing that ties or releases finance like a prophetic. And I will show you from the Bible. Have you heard of that woman that is possessed by the spirit of divination? The Bible says that with that spirit, she was able to make what? Much gain. So the resources that is meant for the kingdom was tied up by the fake prophetic. Go and check that worry area and all those areas. You will notice that the money that is for the gospel in that area is tied by fake prophets. Is it not true? That's why gospel is suffering in that. The people that should have the money don't have it. Men need to arise and understand and begin to call. If you don't bring them down, you won't go up. That's the way you function. There is only one throne in a territory. Oh, you don't know. It's either you allow darkness to sit on it or you decide to sit on it. What it takes to sit on thrones is what you are being taught this weekend. When you come, you sit. Hey. When you come, you see.
The guy in hand said that the man that, because money came because of that thing, the man told him, there is another meeting we have next week. Let's hold another crusade. There is, we will do citywide crusade. Why? Because of that thing that he saw manifest. He now decided, this is an opening for business. Say business. That is what you will do. There are some people, all the time, if you see my messenger on Facebook, somebody will come and say, I want the gift of word of knowledge. I want to be saved. I said, why do you need it? He said, to preach the gospel and win souls. I told him, is it God that told you that word of knowledge is a limitation to you as of now? He can't answer. Do you know why they need this thing? They need to. Your name is Boy, you are. I see Unibet. I see final year. Are you in final year? And they say yes. When he finishes, you say, Papa, Papa, Papa. You know, especially those small, small boys, they like people to call them Papa, Papa. That is why they want these things. These are men that are not educated in what? The things pertaining to the kingdom. And because of that, the equipment, the tools of the prophetic is useless to them. The tools of the prophetic is not useful for a man that has not been educated on things pertaining to the kingdom. It is then that you begin to make accurate use of them. Because there are equipments in the kingdom that God has put in place for men to ascend thrones and legislate in territories. For you to be able to govern the places that God has given to you. Are you with me now? To be able to discharge your assignment. Even Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, and he has anointed me to do what? Preach, to set captives free. So, even before Jesus began to do his work, he allowed himself to be brought into the economy of the Holy Ghost. Once a man has been brought into that economy, the prophetic will break out of you. I might not get to there, but when the Holy Ghost entered the believer's heart, that is the seed of the prophetic. Now, any believer, are you hearing me? Any believer that has the Holy Ghost is prophetic. Say after me. Any believer that has the Holy Ghost is prophetic. Let's say it again. Any believer that has the Holy Ghost is prophetic. Meanwhile, I'm not saying you are a prophet as per the office, but you are prophetic. Are you hearing what I'm saying? See, the word prophetic is an action word. That means, are you with me? Aside the things that pertain to, there are things that we do. Believe it or not, this market is not ruled by a believer. There are thrones, and some of the people ruling in those places, in your school, territories, markets, you are not even seeing them. For you to be an accurate prophet, you must understand priesthood. It's a must. The prophets that rule, they will. The high priest of your village. Do you know most times you have not seen him? Where does he live? In the forest. From the forest, he is controlling what is happening in the city. You have not noticed. The chief priest of your village, have you seen him before? But he is installing men. When men wants to be governor, when they want to be anything, they will go and find him there. Because it's not where you are, it's whether God is with you. When you carry what men see, they will come and seek you out. Even when John is in the wilderness, his prophetic was strong enough that men gather to him in the wilderness. They are not interested in where they are gathering. Once something is upon you, men know that their life can be changed in a moment. It doesn't take long. Once they interact with the substance and reality of your presence, then that thing has capacity to shift them to the point of destiny manifestation.
So somebody that doesn't have any business being a governor will encounter you, and you will do the things you know how to do, and by the things you did, that person will become governor. I want to ask you this question. Is that person, where he is living, does it matter? My friend, what matters is your altar. What matters is the sacrifice on it. What matters is the priesthood. When you are able to generate enough power, you can come out and say, from today, I am in charge of this territory. And every spirit bows. Anytime you speak like this, what happens is that they check in the spirit to know whether it's empty statement. I with me. You must have heard my story. I was doing youth service, and I prayed. After all my prayers, I woke up one night and I said, I'm in charge of this territory now. As soon as I said it, a dark mist. I was standing like this. You know that kitchen now? I was standing. That place they used to drop firewood. That's where I'm standing. I normally move up and down. I was standing, trying to go back, and the thing came from this side. As soon as it came, I was in between two walls. And we fought and fought and fought and fought. Just because I made simple statements. Some of the day you became sick, have you not noticed? How many of you have noticed it? Say the truth, you have noticed it. You went to your school field and did prayer. After you did that prayer, you now had issue with your result. Say the truth. Is it not true? Huh? Even if you say it's not, I know it's true. It's that day you went and took over. You took over in your mind. People just take over. As soon as you did that thing, then you were struck with sickness. The ulcer that left 5 years ago now came back. Do you know why? You don't know why now. You don't know that they checked your name in the spirit and they saw that your name doesn't carry weight. There are only certain names that open certain doors. So when you bring your name, they will check whether it's a requisite qualified legal tender for you to gain access to this realm. The place. How many of you have watched these American movies? And maybe somebody is part of FBI. And you are hosting to do investigations. You have seen. You have said seen. You'll be investigating. You'll be going there, only for you to come to one place. And they will tell you, sorry, you don't have clearance at this level. Talk to your neighbor. You don't have clearance at this level. But this weekend, you will get clearance at that level. That is what we are trying to do. Where God wants you to function, you need the clearance to be there. Can you stay now and declare something, and it will affect the whole police force in Ebonyi State? The day you say it, I don't want to tell you what will happen. Your husband that doesn't do some things will start doing it. I need to tell you how Satan takes advantage. He might not come to you straight. Your boss that always likes you will suddenly start abusing you. You can't explain it. A lady prayed, did 21 days. And after she did 21 days, she declared, I stop everything bad in my family. Cancel all of them. I declare that nothing. I stand in the gate as God's watcher and judge. I'll be looking at the small lady. You say, I will check. Because some ladies are small physically, but indeed they are judges. Meanwhile, there are some. When you finish saying that thing, do you know what Satan will do? You go and resolve. I've seen some of those ladies. He will go and check your rooster in the spirit. When you begin to do territorial business, Satan will scout all your weaknesses. He will find out that you're a man that doesn't understand authority. See, some of you here, you need to be taught in the prophetic. Some of you here does not understand authority and submission. If you don't understand authority, you don't have any business doing business. You don't have any right doing business territorially. Do you know what will happen to you? Do you know what will happen to you if you operate without authority? Satan will, he will cut you down. We have seen very, very anointed young men that died in accident. Do you know why? They downplayed authority. You don't know. You don't know that when you begin to do territorial business, they begin to check the
recklessness in your soul, your inability to submit to discipline will be checked that day. The Bible says that there is a way we know sons. He says that there is a way we know some sons that the Father loves. What does he do? Chastises them. So when you are chastised, the Bible calls it dealings. Those dealings matures you to a certain place in the spirit where you will begin to operate with a clearance level. So men that doesn't understand submission, we never know what is dealings. Dealings will never start in your life until you understand submission. Say submission. It is when you submit to the dealings of God that you will now gain the authority that it takes for you to legislate in your territory. You say, nobody will talk to me, nobody will talk to me. And then you go and talk to something. Nobody will talk to you, but you can talk to something. And I'm sorry to say this, but the female folks is the most vulnerable. Should I say, a woman, a lady that doesn't understand authority and spiritual covering, Satan will take advantage of you till you are tired. I'm telling you the truth. If there is another way, I will tell you. But there is no other way. See, if God loves you, are you with me? I have seen young ladies that came to me. They are telling me about ministry and the things God is trying to do with them. But me, I know that the reason why God brought them is to teach them authority and submission. Because if you go and do ministry without learning that thing, one day Satan will kill himself. One day he will make mockery of you. I'm telling you the truth. Let me tell you, when you operate in this, in the prophetic, it is the realm of the spirit. You begin to encounter certain beings. The Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I want to tell you that there are things in the spirit, certain things, certain beings in the kingdom of darkness, you don't cast them out. You what? You wrestle with them. I know some of you grew up on churches where they say, every power of darkness stopping me, die by fire, die by fire. Some of them won't die. Oh. They have authority to be dead. Oh, you don't know. The one that made Jesus said that our time has not yet come. So even you as the Son of God cannot say, stop walking. Oh, you didn't get me. You didn't get what I said. These people have the right to tell Jesus that their time has not yet come. It's only you that don't understand authority. Men that have been to heaven and understood how heaven functions, they understand that there are things that God is so interested in that he cannot shift his standard. One of them is order. One of them is authority. These are the keys that make men very powerful in the prophetic. The rank in the prophetic is not based on gifts. The rank in the prophetic is based on stature and authority. So men are not powerful because they are so gifted in the prophetic. They are powerful in the prophetic because of the rank and stature, because of the authority that they wield in the realm of the spirit. And because of that, they can shift things. Somebody can stay in his room and be installing governors. Meanwhile, he has not seen the color of your pants. That is when you understand that there is an authority that is on his life. I want to tell you that you, some of you here, will find yourself in places that you never knew are like this in the next 2-3 years. And on that day, no, don't say amen. On that day, you will find that you are not prepared for where you are going. You will now be looking for pastor, pray for me. Somebody said, like that day now, my phone didn't answer my. You have to now activate what you have. Imagine if you don't have anything. We'll be going for burial now. She will be crying. Have you married that time? You will be on Naira land. They will say, a lady that has engaged 2 days to wedding, and then the man died. I'm telling you the truth. That day is authority that saved you. Anointing can't do anything that day. Swallow your pride tonight.
come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, innocence is the keys to eternal life. A little here and a little there, until the day we done is our work in me, bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. It's not a song. Don't you know, in his hands is the keys to eternal life. A little here, a little there, until the day we done is our work in me, bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Put your right hand on your chest. It's a prayer. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in his hands is the eternal life. A little yeah, and a little there, until the day we done is our work in you, bringing everything in obedience to Christ. All the rebellion in your soul is what is sapping authority. The things you are doing doesn't have authority. And then you come and speak, and territory does not respond. Because they seek for your alignment to the authority that installs men. And they see that the rebellion in your soul is so much that you cannot operate at this level. He said that you will avenge all disobedience when your obedience has been fulfilled. Bring in everything, bring in obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride tonight. Come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in his hands is the keys to eternal life. A little here and a little there, until the day we dawn. Don't stop until the day star rises in my heart. Don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. In obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride. Tonight, come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in his hands is the keys to eternal life. A little here, and a little there, until the day we done is our work in me. Bring in obedience to Christ. Anytime there is lack of authority, then it is traced to disobedience. When a man's obedience is complete, the requisite authority that it takes for you to operate will come upon your life. The Bible says that Jesus, he said that he became who he is by the things he suffered. He became what? Say obedient. Just became obedient. So much so that he became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. So the Bible now said that he has been given a name that is above all name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord, of things in heaven, of things on earth, and things under the earth. Why? Because he was obedient. Obedient even unto death. And then a certain quota of authority was released upon his life. So much so that there is nothing in heaven on earth that can measure to the name that was given to him. You cannot do business in the spirit until you accumulate name. And name can only come on the circumference of obedience. When men have subjected themselves to the dealings of the Holy Ghost, what happens to them is that they gain name. And on the basis of that obedience, they gain name in the spirit. And then they can transact and do business in high places. We seek for men that are obedient. And you will never be obedient until you submit again to the school of the spirit. So that you will be taught the recklessness and rebellion in your soul. Will be disciplined by the dealings of the spirit. Until
the time will come, the Bible says that Jesus became obedient even to the obedience of death, the death of the cross. The cross have to work death in your soul again, so that you will become a man of obedience. So obedient that the authority that you seek to legislate in your territory will come upon your life. Men in our time lack authority to do what God has sent them to do. I know God sent you, but the authority is not there. The reason is because you have not been obedient enough. A man can never be obedient until he submits afresh to the school of the Spirit, because he's the one that has the key to eternal life. It is only men that have been taught in that school that can become. You are not any man very known in the Spirit because you have not submitted to the school of the Spirit. The Holy Ghost will yet again work in your life and bring to his workings, his power. The Bible says, even though the heir is apparent to the throne, but he will be left under tutors. The reason you are under tutor, the reason you are under government, the government of the Spirit has to be in your heart, is because there is a throne in view. Because there is throne in view, then you will be brought under the government of the Holy Ghost. And by his government, we mean that he will administer his dealings in your soul. So much so that his oppression will become strong. The view that we are seeing in the end is that you will become obedient. When you have passed the school of the Spirit, the evidence is that you have become obedient. Because the rebellion and the recklessness in your soul would have been conquered. And the only thing you desire after that time is what God desires. When Jesus came to the Garden of Gethsemane, he cried, "Not my will, but your will." How can a man come to that place? Whatever it takes you to come to that place where you will cry, "Not my will, but your will." That heaven will establish, that their authority has been established in your heart, that obedience has been fulfilled in your soul. It is that moment that you have what it takes. Whenever you pray, you need to understand what you need to pray for. Stop praying, "God, anoint me." Stop praying, "God, make me in charge of my family." Just pray that God will bring obedience in your heart. When you will have the requisite obedience, you will be in charge in your family. Nobody in that family will challenge your authority, because your authority is a byproduct of your obedience, and your obedience is a byproduct of your dealings, and the dealings are byproduct of the government of the Spirit in your life, and the Spirit's dealings is a byproduct of your submission. The school of the Spirit is around this meeting. Men will have to submit again, so that by the time they are coming up, they will become the men that will have the capacity to legislate in their territories. Pray in the next 2 minutes. "Conquer me, O God, that I will conquer my territory." Conquer me. Conquer me that I can conquer my territory. Conquer me that I can conquer my territory. It's only a man that the Holy Ghost has conquered that can conquer his territory. Don't be Jacob. Don't fight with God all night. Don't fight with him all night. There is no time. May he conquer you. May he conquer your power. May God win anytime the two of you fight. Swallow your pride. Tonight, come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know? Incense is the key to eternal life. A little here and a little there, until the day we know is our work in you. Be in everything in obedience to Christ. You are overestimating yourself. You don't know how rebellious your soul is. You don't know how much you are indisciplined. You don't know how much disobedience is in your soul. Cry to him, "Oh God, conquer me, conquer me, conquer me." A little here, a little there, until the day we done is our work in you. Bring in everything in obedience to Christ. Bring in everything in obedience to Christ. Bring in everything in obedience to Christ.
Pray.
Bring in everything in obedience to Christ. Bring in everything
in obedience to Christ, bringing everything in obedience to Christ.
Come, yoga. Come, yoga.
Bringing everything in obedience to Christ.
For he is the Holy Ghost,
Spirit of the living God.
I am the one. I am the one that you are looking for.